Hi, welcome to the Responsible Management Podcast from the University of Bradford School of Management. My name is David Spicer. I'm the school's Director of Business and Community Engagement, and I host the podcast here. This is a podcast for our Knowledge Transfer Network community, focusing on supporting small businesses in Bradford and beyond. Podcast this time is a little bit different. We've got a series of four short interviews, each of those with one of the heads of our new research clusters here at the School of Management. So the research clusters are the focus for the research activity that's going on, and we thought it'd be good to introduce those to you, to give you a bit of an insight into the kind of work that's going on and the kind of work that you might want to get involved in. So I'm joined by Professor Kerry Papps, Dr. Akiko Uno, Dr. Worth Mutterjohn, and Professor Vadim Grinovich. They're heading up those four clusters, and they'll tell you a little bit more about each of those in turn. Hope you enjoy. So I'm joined now by Professor Kerry Papps. Kerry is Professor of Economics and Head of the Wealth, Inclusive Societies and Ethics Research Cluster here at the University of Bradford. He's a labour economist who researches the effects of minimum wage and other social policies, and also has an interest in what labour economists can learn from professional and amateur sports. Kerry is also a research fellow of the IZA, the Institute for Labour Economics in Bonn, Germany, and a senior fellow of the Higher Education Academy. And he's been commissioned to provide research for the World Bank and the UK Low Pay Commission. Welcome, Kerry. So, obviously, we're talking about the research clusters today, but you know, and our listeners largely know, our focus is on responsible management. So that's a good place to start. What does responsible management mean for you?
I feel like that's a trick question for a humble economist like me. But as I understand it, responsible management is about companies thinking more broadly about their place in the world and their local communities and how they generate good beyond just the narrow interests of their shareholders or their owners, thinking about ethics and their impact on the environment. Some things we might get onto in a little bit.
Well, I'll go straight there if I may. Then you're the lead for the new research cluster around wealth, inclusive societies and ethics. So we know there's a link there back to responsible management. Can you explain a little bit more about what the cluster is about?
Wealth, inclusive societies and ethics. It's nice acronym wise, but it goes hopefully a bit beyond that. We're looking at bringing together all the school's research that's around these issues of what makes a good company, what makes a company a force for good in the world. So some of that might just be the traditional aspect of wealth creation, but increasingly we're looking at these questions about how companies can operate in a more diverse society, how we can take changing workforce with different demographics, different mix of genders, and bring together those workers into a happy and productive whole within a company, and then also thinking about those ethical questions. How can a company act ethically in a society where so many pressures from within and outside companies on their behaviour?
Brilliant. So, can you give us any examples of the kind of research that's going on in the cluster?
We're doing a whole load of various types of research that come at this from different angles, often maybe focused on one question, but then bringing in this issue of inclusive societies or ethics into the work. So just to give you a couple of examples, my colleague Eva Kipnis is doing some very interesting research with a large international group of collaborators looking at how companies can change their marketing policies, their marketing strategies to be more inclusive and to bring in a more diverse group of consumers. So coming at this aspect of societies from a marketing angle. Another of my colleagues, Saeed Akbar, is doing some interesting research on ethical vulnerabilities, how you can classify companies in terms of how ethically vulnerable they are. And they find that things such as weak governance in a country, and also weak regulation in a country, or weak corporate governance. So they're looking at trying to measure these sort of intangible aspects, such as ethics, in a way that we can classify and categorize. And lastly, in my own research, focuses quite a lot on the minimum wage. So I've been doing various reports and academic papers looking at how companies respond to the minimum wage in terms of their training, the amount of training they provide workers, particularly apprentices, and also how they change their pricing policies.
There's a callback there to a previous podcast as well. If you've not listened, we had Eva talking about diversity and inclusion in marketing last year and certainly touched on some of those research themes as well. It strikes me that a lot of this work will be potentially very interesting and impactful for kind of businesses, thinking particularly around obviously our region and the small businesses that are the core of the audience for the podcast. How might they get involved? How might they learn more about the research? How will it impact upon them?
Definitely. We want to make the most of being here in Bradford. One particular way in which we hope to get involved with local companies is through the City of Culture next year. As everyone knows, I'm sure you've mentioned on this podcast before, Bradford's the City of Culture 2025.
So that's probably a podcast bingo or drinking bingo.
And as a research cluster, we're getting involved in the university's evaluation activities through as part of that, in particular around the aspect of civic pride and social cohesion. So through the work we're hoping to do there, we're hoping to get in.
And that will link in with this, specific work looking at the small business sector and the impact of Bradford 2025 on the small business economy that we're working on as a school as well.
I hope that, our work isn't just seen as, well, firstly, just academic and just within the ivory tower, but also not just about, large companies, because I think, a lot of these things, for example, my own work on the minimum wage, affects a lot of small companies. In fact, it might have more effect on small companies than it does on large companies.
If people want to find out more about the research cluster and explore engagement opportunities, what's the best way of going about that?
We've got a website where we talk about some of the research that we're doing, some of the examples I've talked about today, or you can get in touch with me, k.l.paps@bradford.ac.uk.
So my final question, nobody gets out of the room without an answer to this question, which is a shift of pace. So all the contributors have been asked, who's your management hero? That could be personal or professional, someone who's inspired or influenced you in your career.
Well, I'd have to say, as a New Zealander and as a keen, very amateur runner, I'd have to go for Arthur Lydiard, who was a great New Zealand athletics coach for many decades and a towering figure in athletics internationally. And I pick him because not only did he motivate his runners and his athletes the way that many leaders do, but he was very early stage in athletics. He was driven by science and formed by data, which is something I definitely advocate. But also he displayed an inclusive approach. So he coached a lot of male athletes at a time when men's sport was the be all and end all, but he also had a lot of success with female runners. And probably his biggest legacy was promoting jogging and running among amateurs, people like me today. And he's had a huge lasting effect in that angle. So I think to tie us right back to the first question you had on responsible management, I think he displayed responsible management skills maybe half a century before it was a thing.
Yeah, before we had to label these things, perhaps. Yeah. Brilliant, Kerry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No problem.
So I'm talking now with Kiko Eno. Kiko is Associate Professor of Marketing here at the School of Management, and she's the head of the Research Cluster on Humane Technology and Innovation. Kiko has recently completed a research project exploring digital poverty in the UK and is also an advocate for researchers' mental health, holding the role of Ambassador for Research and Mental Health Observatory. Her research on the synergy between dance, well-being and workplace productivity has been recognised by the World Health Organization. So, hi, Kiko. Good to talk to you today.
Hi, David.
Okay, so we're just talking about the research clusters today. But before that, given the focus of the podcast is responsible management, can you just say a little bit about what responsible management means to you?
To me, it is making ethical decisions, sustainable, social responsible decisions in all parts of a business. So it's about balancing economic goals with social and environmental concerns. So this approach helps businesses contribute positively to society and reduce their environmental impact and maintain high ethical standard.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about Humane Technology and Innovation as a research cluster that's recently launched. What's the cluster about? What's the kind of the focus? What are the priorities that you want to come out of the research cluster?
This cluster brings together diverse researchers and technologists with a shared goal to innovate and ensure our advancement enrich lives and create a more inclusive, ethical world. So we aim to lead in international research, advancing technology that drives positive, sustainable change in society.
So are there particular business or social challenges that the cluster will be addressing?
Our focus, we'd like to reduce and eliminate digital poverty by 2030 And the other thing we are focused on is that educational technology. Because we have advanced so much, we are using lots of technology to teach students and student learning from using technology. So we are investigating how this technology affects student mental health and student engagement level. We'd like to investigate their outcome as an academic achievement.
So our primary audience is small businesses. I mean, it's really interesting. I'm just wondering about kind of connecting the research agendas with their particular concerns. And the thing that popped into my head is that what we've seen as a lasting change to the way we operate in business post-COVID, and certainly a lot of the businesses that we work with have reported this, is that their means of engagement have changed. So they're spending a lot more time interacting digitally, flexible working is a benefit, but the impact of that is you then engage through a screen over the course of the day. Things, I think of sales organizations that I know that I find it really great that customers will now engage with them virtually rather than as a physical presence. So is that part of the research agenda? Are you linking into businesses and their concerns about the use of technology?
Yes, funny you should ask. We are about to launch a questionnaire survey investigating how technology, remote working, affect workers, their voice, their perception of organizational inclusion, and their well-being. So we are investigating 2x2 cells. So one is young workers and older workers. One is working in office and another one is working remotely. Trying to identify what kind of effect that remote working creates in the organization.
So what's the supposition, what's the hypothesis behind that research? What are you kind of expecting to find?
The base of the research is the construal level theory, the psychological distance. So if there are things that are far away, it's more distant. So we hypothesize that people who are working remotely feels less included in organizer decisions, less happy about the working conditions, and they feel that their voice are not heard.
Talk a little bit about some of the research that's going on, the plans that you've got. What about opportunities for kind of engaging with and kind of interacting with the research cluster? How will people find out more and be able to do that?
The detail of the research cluster is on our website, school website.
So reach out via the website. We're all findable on the web. That's the easiest way to kind of find out more about us. So you talked about closing the digital divide. How will you know in 5 years' time that the cluster's been successful?
We set our aim that we will publish impactful research, we will engage in impactful research, and we will apply research fundings. And we will enhance our public engagement and social impact. So if we are moving forward, then I think we are successful.
Great, brilliant. And then my final question is about your management hero. Now, it can be somebody who's personal or kind of professional, somebody who's inspired or influenced you in your own career.
I have a few in my academic life. So how long do I have for this?
2 or 3, we can limit it to 2 or 3. We're not doing top 10 heroes, put it that way.
2-3 minutes. Yeah. So first, I have to single out Professor Ashwin Pennington, who was my supervisor at MBA at Exeter University. So he got me interested in research. That's the start of my research journey. And then I had one of the marketing class in Exeter. I had service marketing. And that topic was really interesting. And the book I have read was written by Christian Gronos, one of the leading authors. And that book was really easy to read, easy to understand, even foreign student. So then I got into service marketing area and I met Johan Burtz, Professor Johan Burtz. He's also leading author of service marketing. But now he's researching in robotics. So I got into the area of digital from his influence. Then finally, Professor Charles Dennis, I have been working him for all the time. His influence quite had a lot on consumer well-being. He is expert in consumer well-being.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Akiko. I'm just cutting into the podcast to tell you a little bit about the offer that we have for businesses locally as part of the business and community engagement support. We have our Knowledge Transfer Network, that's regular networking events where you can come on campus, meet like-minded people, hear from some of our and leading industry experts. You have our Bradford Business Challenge projects, where we have students coming out and working with you and supporting the work that you do. We have our consultancy clinic, where we have students delivering on short-term small projects for businesses as well. There's also lots of ways that you can engage with and interact with our students as guest lecturers, as mentors on some of our entrepreneurship programs, and through involvement in the curriculum. And equally, from a research perspective, we can work with you on collaborative research. If you think there's something we can help with, please reach out to us at BACE, that's base BACE, at bradford.ac.uk. Thank you, and now back to the podcast. So I'm now talking with Dr. Nutterworth, or Worth Munjon. Worth is an associate professor and head of the Global and Sustainable Business Futures Research Cluster here at the University of Bradford. He's a values-driven researcher whose research seeks to understand context and demonstrate his respect for plural voices. His research is on leadership, cross-cultural and innovative practices, and is designed to improve practice and productivity in organisations and the experience of leaders and employees. So hi, Worth, how are you?
I am good. I'm glad to be here, Dave, and thank you for the invitation.
So the focus of the podcast is responsible management. So that's the first question we ask everybody. What does responsible management mean to you?
I think responsible management is about respect. Respect people who work for you or with you. Respect your customer, respect your supplier, even respect yourself. This is important because as a manager, whatever decision you're going to make, whatever action that you're going to take is somehow going to affect them. So for me, being responsible means you have to listen to them, what kind of impact is going to make on them, positive or negative. You need to make sure that the outcome or the consequence of your decision is going to benefit for the group, organization, and society as a whole. So that would be the responsibility management.
So how does that then link back to research? I mean, we're talking remotely because you're currently out of Bradford on a research project. So how does responsible management link to that research?
If we talk about in terms of research, as a researcher, you must first conduct your research ethically and ensure that you consider all of the impact that's going to make to your stakeholders within your project or outside your project. And for me, I think it's also about the research project outcome. So basically, your project outcome not just only serve the academic communities alone, but should make some positive impact on the industry, society as well.
So with that in mind, you're taking the lead for the Global and Sustainable Business Futures Research Cluster that we've just launched. Can you explain a bit more about the focus, what the cluster is about?
Global and Sustainable Business Future is one of the four research clusters at the School of Management. So our cluster is a research community. We have around 32 researchers working with us. And our researchers are mentored by 10 professors from 5 countries. They serve as our international advisory board. We aim to create a research culture and research environment to support our early career researcher or mid-career researcher, as well as research student as well. And we would like to promote research that help business, especially local business like SME. to be ethical, sustainable, and the resource that make positive impact on the society there. Yeah.
Brilliant. So in terms of topics and themes within the cluster, what are the kinds of research being done?
At the moment, we have members working on several research projects. Most of the research projects focus on sustainable and responsible issues. For example, we have a project which is conducted by a professor, Dr. Adams, which is doing, I think, a project on gender diversity in multinational enterprise. We also have Dr. Samua, which is working on clean human resource management and environmental sustainability. We got, Dr. Amin, also working on a project which is look at responsible behaviors at tourism destination. And we have another international project, which is the collaboration between myself and overseas research partners. We focus on leadership behaviors and innovation in SME. Dev, yeah. So we are working on several projects at the moment, but the main focus is on sustainability and responsibility issue in business.
Some great examples there. I mean, you mentioned and your own research is connected with SMEs. You mentioned earlier about wanting to connect with kind of businesses. So if businesses are interested in engaging with the research cluster, what's the best way they can do that?
Oh, I can contact myself, email, or any member of the cluster, or they can go to the School of Management website and then go to the resource webpage. They can see our cluster there. I mean, this project, we collaborate with a research partner in Japan, Thailand, Australia, and in the US. So 2 years ago, we worked on this project. The aim, what we want, is try to develop what we call a leadership capability framework that help entrepreneur to become more innovative in their operation, especially for their SME. So the outcome of this research, as a result, we delivered industry seminar in collaboration with Japan SME Association in Tokyo a couple of years ago. And I think last year we did similar seminar in Bangkok with Thailand SME Association. So what we want is just to try to establish this project. And perhaps this project could help our local SME in Bradford as well.
That's really great, Wuthu. It shows the kind of impact. I'm going to link it back to something that bit of news that we've had very recently. So we heard just this week that we had our small business charter reaccreditation. Mm. So that recognises the work that we do in kind of supporting kind of small businesses. And it's great to have got the 5-year reaccreditation. But it's this kind of work and that kind of engagement very much part of that as well, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And congratulations to you, Dave. You are the leader, spearhead of this activity. Yes, and everyone quite happy with this achievement.
Yeah, I was. Thank you. I promise I wasn't fishing for a compliment then. Final question, and we've asked this of all the contributors over the podcast series. Who's your management hero? That can be personal or professional.
I think this is a difficult question, because for me, fortunately, I have so many good people helping me or support my career. For my PhD supervisor, my mentor, and my boss, my manager. But if I have to choose, I would choose my parents, my dad, and my mom. They were really working hard for me. And they support my career, and as well as they inspire me to work hard as well, especially my dad, Dave. He was a primary school teacher, basically. So he got students everywhere. when he went anywhere, there always there's someone come to talk to him, greet him, and pay respect to him. So that is my hero, Dev. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for the insights. I'm now joined by Vadim. Vadim Vukinovic is Professor of Entrepreneurship and Small Business Innovation and Head of the Research Cluster on Transformative Entrepreneurship and Small Businesses here at the School of Management. Vadim's key expertise is in the field of academic entrepreneurship, innovation, and university industry links. His research follows an inclusive approach to shed light on the nature and extent of entrepreneurial activities by academics with different intersectional profiles from both STEM and non-STEM disciplines and across different types of universities. Vadim is also interested in digitally enabled sustainable entrepreneurship. Hi, Vadim. So I know we've talked about this before, but just to kind of ground this back in the podcast, what does responsible management mean for you?
Well, responsible management is a dimensional perspective on how organizations are expected to contribute to the economy and society in a balanced way, so that the objectives of economic efficiency are compatible with the objectives of creating other types of value, which are relevant to beneficiaries, such as individuals, communities, and households. And the other types of value could be related to sociocultural life, physical and emotional health, well-being, attachment to place or nature. So to me, what is central when it comes to responsible management is the ability to acknowledge the diversity of value systems and the ability to create space for value creation processes.
How does that translate into our research practice from your perspective then? Is all research about responsible management, or are we looking at other things beside that?
I would say what it means in terms of research is to do research for beneficiaries together. And for instance, participatory research techniques is one way to better understand what matters for individuals, communities, and society, and what value systems they may have in place, and how we can leverage those value systems in order to enable a positive change.
Brilliant. So we're talking on this pod about research and about the new research clusters that we have as a school, and you're leading the Transformative Entrepreneurship and Small Businesses cluster. So can you tell us a little bit about the cluster and its focus?
I can do that. It is a newly established cluster. However, it builds on many years of academic excellence in the field of theory and practice of entrepreneurship at the University of Bradford, and specifically in the School of Management. And it signifies a new chapter in developing a research-empowered, inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem at our universities. I would say it represents one more noticeable element in our commitment as a university to promote a world of inclusion and equality of opportunity. So our focus as a research cluster is on engaging in interdisciplinary research to advance our understanding of ways and how entrepreneurship can amplify the transformative potential of new technologies to address inequalities, to enable sustainability transitions that are just, and to boost small businesses and support communities. We are building on existing strengths. This is quite important for us, but we are a forward-looking research cluster, so we are looking to develop new strands of research at the intersection of our existing research strengths, which are in circularity, in applied AI, in data analytics, in theory and practice entrepreneurship, and develop new forward-looking research opportunities, which would be also responding to what research councils are looking for in terms of new projects. Mm-hmm. We are looking into to do more, and together with yourself, David, to do more research together with beneficiaries, yeah, and for them. Also having three excellent professors who are underpinning the our research cluster, and we are working as a good trio. I would say it is yourself connecting us with businesses. It is Paul Thorning, who is in charge of the BREE ecosystem, and myself trying to bridge together research, entrepreneurship, and impact. So I think we are in a very wonderful place, and not too many universities are fortunate to have very well established roles in those three dimensions, working together as a team.
No, well, I've been asking the other cluster heads about how businesses in the region and more widely, in particular SMEs, can get involved with the cluster. I don't necessarily think that's quite the same question for us, because this is about building on our existing practice of engaging with small businesses, certainly, yeah, our regular networking events and the kind of program activities that we've got connecting with that ecosystem and small businesses locally will be very much kind of linked to and feeding from the research that we'll be doing as well.
Absolutely. I can't agree more that.
So perhaps can you give us a couple of examples of some of maybe the more applied research that's going on in the cluster?
One example is a strand of research related to inclusive entrepreneurial university ecosystems. It focuses on how today's university, with its emphasis on inclusivity, equality, and diversity, can be an important vehicle for enabling so-called missing entrepreneurship. Missing entrepreneurs are those with non-mainstream characteristics related to age, ethnicity, disability, social status. They are normally underrepresented and overlooked. Yet, these missing entrepreneurs are increasingly recognized as a vast economic and societal resource, giving extra urgency to the research like this to inform policy, how we can untap that potential, and how we can support them. So in our research, we are specifically and systematically identify areas of urgent actions for university managers. And another example, Dave, is your piece of research as well on ethnic entrepreneurship.
Yeah, we've recently been joined by Peter. Peter's our new YPERN policy fellow. So YPERN is a network across all the Yorkshire universities. It stands for the Yorkshire and Humber Policy Engagement and Research Network. And what Peter will be doing, working with me and colleagues in the school, is a lot of work around the small business economy. So actually the first bit of work that we're looking at the moment is around the manufacturing economy for small businesses and some of the challenges and kind of prospects there as well. So there'll be a lot to come in this space over the next 12 months with Peter being here, but beyond that as well. So if people want to find out more about the research cluster and find out how they can engage, how can they do that?
It's very easy. Just Google University of Bradford Research Clusters, Transformative Entrepreneurship, and that cluster will pop up with more information and contact details on our webpage.
Do seem to do quite well at search engine optimization when our pages come up quite quickly. Carl, who's doing the recording, nodded at that. That's because that's his job, part of his job as well. Brilliant. Thank you. Final question. We ask all our contributors, who's your management hero, personal or professional? Somebody who's inspired or influenced you in your career?
I think I already mentioned it before, and I have to be consistent. I'm sticking to my choice.
You can add a new answer if you want.
I would stick still to that person. It's professor in urban and regional development at the University of Cambridge. His name is Marcial Echniki. And I've learned from him a lot, not only in relation to research, but also how to manage many challenging situations in a very respectful and dignified way. So I learned a lot from him, and it helped me to improve myself as a researcher and as a person as well.
Brilliant. Thank you, Vadim. Thank you very much indeed. So I hope you found those interesting. I want to thank again Kerry, Akiko, Worth and Vadim for their kind of contributions. As always, if you've got any questions or you want to find out more about the podcast or what we do in terms of business and community engagement, please reach out to us, university website, or it's BACE, standing for Business and Community Engagement, at bradford.ac.uk. Thanks very much for listening. If you've got a project that you'd love to get done, but you're struggling with the time and resources to do that, that's something that we can help you with. Bradford Business Challenge projects are where we get our students to do, as part of their dissertation, a piece of applied management work for a business like yourself. Either one of our final year undergraduate or MSc students, with the support of an academic mentor, will be able to work on that project for you. There's no cost for you as a business. All we ask for you is to set up with us that project, give us a kind of outline brief that the student will go away and work into a full proposal for you, and then you'll be meeting and liaising with them and their academic advisor to get that project delivered. Because we have multiple students doing these over the course of the year, there's usually a group of students looking for any project at one time. So if that's something that you're interested in and you'd like to know more about, please reach out to us at BACE, base@bradford.ac.uk.